prayed and they continue. Men and brethren, we have to continue. There is no giving up, there is no stopping. We will continue, we will press until we become, until all that God said comes to pass. We will continue. Men and brethren, we are sentenced. Padi, Tabosa. Men want to have the apostolic results, but they don't want to tarry. They don't want to continue. The scripture says, and they continue steadfastly. They continue steadfastly. They were not willing to stop. They were not willing to pause. They were not willing to give up. They continue. The scripture says he went up to the mountain to pray, as his custom was. What is your custom? What is your custom? Our custom is that of prayer, much prayer. Is that of studies, much studies. Is that of fasting, much fasting. Is that of sacrifice, much sacrifice. Until we come to the end of ourselves. And then what we begin to see is an effulgence, a manifestation that is traced to the Spirit of God. He has dominion in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
strong power, and we will run after you.
Jesus, mighty name we pray. can be seated if you can. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 2, he said, "That came a sound like a rushing mighty wind." The scripture says, "And the Holy Ghost filled the room." Follow me. "And it was because the Holy Spirit filled the room." The very next verse said, "And the Holy Spirit filled them." Are you with me? There lies the possibility of the atmosphere of God to suffuse even our very environment. Yes. The tangibility of God, the customized dimensions of His tangibilities, can soak even the atmosphere. And everybody that comes under that atmosphere comes under that influence. Many things become possible in such a place. Some of the time He has the capacity to subsume your weaknesses, subsume your challenges. You come weak, you come thinking about many things, but once you find yourself in that region, something takes over you. After some seasons, you'll be like somebody that is possessed. The things that is happening now cannot be traced to what we saw happening as of the last 30 minutes. Why? An atmosphere of God. The Holy Ghost filled the room. Are you with me? As long as the Holy Spirit filled the room, anybody that enters that room is implicated. There is a possibility of the Holy Spirit filling men as long as He filled the room. And when the Spirit alighted upon their heads, they took a count and found out that they were just 120. Meanwhile, Jesus left 500. Where was the rest? It has always been an issue that the distance between what God said, His prophecies, and the manifestation is about the staying power, the consistency. The scripture said in book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, He said, "For men ought always to pray and not to faint." You will not understand why Jesus said, "For men ought always to pray," until you get to verse 7. And then you find out that in verse 7, the scripture says, "When He come, the Son of Man comes, shall He find faith on the earth?" Let's pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Continue from where we stopped. I said that if you had questions, that you should submit it. I don't know how many people submitted their questions. And while I was teaching on how to identify demonic presence and oppression, there is something we didn't have time to emphasize. I intentionally left it as the last one. Reason being that because of what people have seen as the deliverance ministry, that has always been what people put in front. That is the use of spiritual gifts. Say spiritual gifts. You know, we mentioned many things, but we didn't mention spiritual gifts, especially the revelational gifts. the discerning of spirits. Kenneth Hagin said that when he started, you know, he started as a pastor, then he went on as a traveling evangelist. After some time, he started the prophetic office, and the proof of his prophetic office was the revelational gifts that started working in his life. And one of the most prominent is the gift of discerning of spirits. So he said, you must have heard his encounter, when he had an encounter and Jesus appeared to him, and a demon was standing between him and Jesus and was raising a smoke, and he was expecting Jesus to come and say, you demon, leave. He was expecting Jesus to say, you demon, leave, and Jesus did not say anything. It was later he rebuked the demon, and the demon left, and he started asking Jesus why. Jesus said, I have left the authority with what? You. I have left the authority with you. So he began to say that God taught him. It was then that the revelational gifts begin to work. I have to say that your effectiveness in the deliverance ministry is will be heightened if the revelational gifts are at work in your life. Yes. As a matter of fact, most of the people, ministries that have revelational gifts, they tend towards deliverance. You know, that's what we call prophetic, you know, just check all the prophetic ministries, you know, the next thing is that they do a lot of deliverance, or I don't know what to call it, but the reason is that they see a lot. Are you with me? And there are things you will see, you won't be normal. There is a guy that said that he was in a ministration like this, and suddenly an angel touched him, bam! He fell under power, woke up and started seeing. He saw to the point that he will be moving on the street, and he will see big buildings that is fine. In your own opinion, you will see the hotel and say, wow, I will take up a room in this place and spend 7 days. But he will see a very mighty, huge python tie herself around that building. In other words, that building is owned by an entity, and whatsoever is done in that place is a worship to that entity. You can't see this naturally, is it not true? It is also true in places like this, that if your eye is open in the spirit, for example, a few people, their eye is open in the spirit, many distances around this place, what you see in the spirit is a circumference of fire. In other words, if your eyes is open in the spirit, if this building is burning, it's normal. Even if you say no, anyway, you have seen it. That is the same thing with a lot of people. That is possible because somebody have capacity to what? See in the spirit. So it becomes easier, because after some time, when Kenneth Hagin started working in it, he met his son-in-law. You have heard that? His son-in-law used to have an issue. Once that demon comes, he says the demon perches on his shoulder here and he will start messing. He said he's like a monkey. Now, he wouldn't have known, are you with me, that the misbehavior that the son-in-law had is traced to a demonic spirit if he was not able to see in the spirit. That's when he saw and now rebuked the spirit, he left. Are you with me now? So, your progress in the deliverance ministry will be so enhanced. Be enhanced if you have those revelational gifts. Never joke with them. As soon as you notice that God is taking you to a place where he will want you to use you to deliver a lot of people, then you must trust him that the revelational gifts start working. In deliverance, the most important of the revelational gifts is the discerning of spirits. In healing ministry, the most important is word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is also very good in deliverance. But the discerning of spirit is more more graphic. Say graphic. It will show you everything like a picture. You can actually see the demon involved. Word of knowledge can identify the problem, identify where it's happening and who is doing it. But he cannot, he might not be able to identify the spirit. Are you with me now? But discerning of spirit will be able to identify the spirit involved. Are you with me now? Sometimes you can even see the spirit. When God start using you in that dimension, you'll be praying in the night. Suddenly, you will see that there are articles in your father's house. Are you with me? This one I'm telling you is true. That there are articles in your father's house that is inhabited by spirit. Because it's a gift from spirit. But you will never see them. They will be normal. They will look normal to you. Until what? Your eyes is open to see them. So, I needed to touch this so that somebody will not think this is so important. But the challenge is that the average believer now thinks that he has no business and he has no future in the deliverance ministry simply because maybe you have not seen in the spirit. As a matter of fact, that you saw in the spirit doesn't mean you can handle it. I hope you know. Yes. There are 70% of issues you are handling, you never saw it. You are just giving yourself to prayer, giving yourself to prayer, giving yourself to prayer. So I have, as I've said before, there are people that they review to them and said, we see death before you. And what they saw is that they saw a casket. And then the grave has been digged. Saw it the first time, told the person what to do, how to do it. Do you know what happened? The woman couldn't do it. Saw it the second time, told the woman couldn't do it. Saw it the third time, told the woman, she couldn't do it. And she died. We went to bury her. In this case, what's the problem? The gifts we are working, but you need to understand that the gifts are not enough. As a matter of fact, the deceit with some of these gifts is that people think simply because the gifts are working, it has remedied the situation. You know, people like to know what they don't know. There is this inquisitiveness that is with human beings. So that is why they like the prophetic. As long as they say, you know, somebody will come and say, who is Kingsley? Who is Kingsley? And you now say, huh? No, there is a way they respond. How do they respond? Huh? How do they respond? Who is Kingsley? Who is Kingsley? It's me, man of God. You don't know this man. He's an international prophet. I've told you before. He's mate since 2015. They are the ones that mesmerize you over there. And the problem with functioning with just the investment of spiritual gifts is that you will be lost. If you have not been grounded in God, grounded in Christ, and you start functioning in spiritual gifts, you will be lost. In fact, it will be hard for you to submit to discipleship because you will think for the fact that you are able to manifest spiritual gifts, supposedly somebody higher than you in rank in the spirit is not manifesting the same thing. You assume that is a testimony to the fact that you have grown, you are high. Meanwhile, you are a baby. That is why most of them still suffer all kinds of addictions and sins, affliction from devil, because they are very weak. You know what I found out? If you have not grown, don't look for the prophetic gifts, because you will become lazy. Have you not noticed? When you see five times, you won't pray until you now see. Go and ask them. All the time they'll be looking to see. I went for a program one place. And have you listened to that, our prayer, this thing, pressing tongues, that you know now? The program I went to, Do you know somebody is in that program and he was sleeping? Believe me. He was in that program and he was sleeping. Do you know the worst part? He's the one that is on the drums. He slept. As we did that, we continued till 3, 4. The guy woke up and said, "I saw." I said, "My friend, I don't, whatever you saw, I'm not interested. Not interested in what. How can somebody wake up from slumber and say he saw? You are a carnal man." And because, you see, the only people that exalt those sort of things are carnal people. Spiritual people know where to place things. They are important, but yet we know where to what? Place them. And if you are not careful, when that, simply because that thing might seem as if he brought help or solution, you are wrong. Because it will send a bad message to other people that they are wasting time now. Let all of us start pursuing spiritual gifts. Do you know the challenge? In the next 3 years, everybody will be baby. They will you know how the Corinthian church is. Everybody will be manifesting spiritual gifts, healing people, doing miracle, doing it, but they are all what? Babies. You will see strife, envy, jealousy, pride. Carnality and flesh will fool everywhere. No. These things are very important. In fact, the Bible said, "Convert earnestly." For the first time, the scripture said, "Convert earnestly." It was spiritual gift. You do know what it means? Cry for it. Seek it. It will make your life easy. But he said, "I will show you a more excellent way." He said that excellent way is love. He's trying to tell you that there is an easier way to even get this. And the easier way is love. When you now have love in your heart, you will now, it is love that teaches you the purpose of gifts. You will never use it out of context because it was love that what powered it in the first place. So these giftings for the man that have understood that it is powered by love, we never use it for anything. So this, the effectiveness of these giftings in kingdom context is only when it is powered by love. I hope you know a time can come you can manifest spiritual gifts, and is to show them. Say to show them. Oh, you don't know. You want to show them. Sometimes the Holy Ghost can even be moving you to do some things. You say you also want to show them. You will not move, do anything. Let them do today. Let me know. Say, let them do. Let me know. That is why one of our major emphasis in this place is to de-emphasize star. If I notice it's entering your head that you are the one now doing it, we'll shift you away. By the time you recover yourself, you will now notice that you are no more relevant. That's the way I see myself. Oh. That's why I'm always up to date. I'm always present. I'm always. God has decided to use you, even though he can do without you, but he has chosen not to do without you. It's his choice. Do you know what it means? It means you need to be terribly humble. Yes. Or very soon you'll be lost. We have heard many stories and all those things. When the people now realized that it was just settlement that God gave them. Before they find out what is happening, they now find where they are. God was even trying to check whether anything is going to happen, and then you settle there. As soon as you begin to come there, what God will do, he will raise 10 people that can do better than that thing you are doing. And almost all the time, by the time you realize it's late, you will now be behind. And there is nothing we can do. So for people like me, I'm not sentimental. We don't go back to yesterday. Once we move forward, we are already moving. Amen? So let's move forward. We are able to touch the demonic footholds that an entry point that allows demons to infest life. We touched vulnerability and we gave an example like rape, child abuse, and all that. Then we said fleshly desires. Fleshly desires. You know, I said bad things in fleshly desires. There is one I didn't mention. Say food. Somebody, everywhere is quiet. Say food. I want to hear your voice. Say food. I'm not hearing you. Say food. His mouth has left. Food. You need to conquer food. You need to. Many demonic oppressions in your life will end when you learn the word fast. I tell you. When you learn, it will naturally end. Somebody said, I have fasted and this one is not happening. I have fasted and the masturbation and addiction. I asked them, when you say you fasted, what do you mean? Explain. They will answer, I fasted 6 to 6 for 30 days. You know, it's powerful. But you have been suffering that addiction for 5 years. You just want 30 days. What they don't understand is that the walls of their soul has been bastardized. God is using that avenue of fasting to build you up. Are you getting the point now? Your wall is not yet up. So that you fail doesn't mean something is... The building is still on. Just that it's not yet completed. And Satan wanted to deceive you to think that nothing is going on. I fasted and prayed and nothing happened. And I needed to ask them, when you say you fasted and prayed and nothing happened, what do you actually mean? Are you with me? At least you should have the understanding. You should decide to at least fast and pray for 1/10 of the time that Satan was in charge. 365 days times 5 is what? You need to calculate it. You need to. It's almost 1,800-700 days. Are you with me? You have been giving yourself to a lust for 1,500 days. Imagine. 1,855. Okay, let's call it 1,008. The 55 is your public holiday. Say public holidays. And somebody now decided that I fasted 30 days. You need a minimum of 10%. Say 10%. And that 10% is not you fast 3 days this month. And next month you fast 3 days. It doesn't work like that. The only fasting you fast like that is if you want to receive spiritual gift and all those things. Then you fast and pray or do night vigil for 7 days. No. If you want to deal with something that has had a stronghold in your soul, you have to give the Holy Spirit extended periods and give him raw material. Say raw material. You know why I said this? You almost sounded good. I don't like. Meanwhile, it's good to clap for people. But I almost didn't know I'm the one. Almost. Now listen to the point. When you now start building on it for this long, concurrently, One of the things that you notice is that, because I've been speaking with people and they tell me that there is relapse period. You know, like somebody that is breaking out from alcoholism, you go to rehabilitation and you notice that they do rehab for you for some time, and then you notice that after 2 months you went back. Then you broke out again. After 2 months you went back. That means your relapse period is what? 2 months. Thank you. What? For some people it's just 3 days. So for some people it's just 1 week. I'm teaching you something. I'm teaching you, if you know this thing, you will deliver. Not just, I'm teaching you, I'm still coming down, I'm just moving ahead of my class. I'm teaching you the nitty-gritty of the matter now. There is what we call the peculiarities in deliverance. That is what I'm teaching you now. The peculiarities. Because you can come and categorize everything and say, pray and fast, cast the demon. No, some things are what? Peculiar. So you must learn how to be able to diagnose. What is the issue? So that you will know the type of treatment to give the person. As I've said before, somebody that is into addiction for 6 months or 3 months is not the same thing with somebody who has been there as a veteran. A veteran of 5-7 years. Or even born with it. Are you with me now? So what happens is that as you fast more, when you now add prayer to that fasting, maybe you are praying 1 hour, you need to add two. When you add two, you notice that your relapse period, if it was 2 months, it will increase to 4. After some time, it will increase to 6. After some time, you will go 1 year, nothing will happen. Until one damsel will call you on the phone and you will chat all night. And then you watch one movie like that. And then Satan will glue you. You watch season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And all they are doing there, it looks, they didn't do anything, you know, but they did everything, just the action that did not happen. And you know that your mind is old. Your mind, the old man. The surname of your mind is James. And James say, Jamie, go. James say, Jamie, go. Sorry if you're, who is James? Are you with me now? Now follow me. Now, what you will now notice is that you will now relapse back after 1 year. But when it happens, this is what will happen. You will, by then, because your soul has been trained in truth and in righteousness for long seasons, you will be more angry. And your capacity to say no at this point has heightened. Say heightened. And then you continue firing it. By then you must have become a minister, because when you fast like this, some graces will start breaking out of you. The oil in your lamp, in your vessel, will increase. So it will be easier for you to come after some time. It will now reduce to a matter of thought. Are you with me? Something that you can't resist before will now be taught. So if it's still taught, it's powerful, but it is outside. So you can what? Rebuke the thought. Are you with me? So I needed to touch this one. And if you don't know the word fasting, learn it. Sister, do you fast? You don't know that God blessed you. You are here, you don't fast. Raise your hand. Everybody is fasting. You don't fast. You are in trouble. It's not about now. It's your future that is in trouble. Both now and the future is in trouble. And it's not about now and your now and your future. Is about your grandchildren. They are in trouble. Your children and your grandchildren. Some of the reason why you are here is that that thing you are thinking. They refuse to fast. Some people refuse to fast. And that's why you are struggling with a lot of things. You are busy going to one prayer house or the other. carrying all the drinking nonsense.
You need to pray more.
I'm telling you. So if you don't know what your parents did, stay there. Is it not you that your father said he wants to take you to where you will get power? When you see it, you become burdened. Say burden. When others are looking at it, they are praying. Like this man, his mother has settled this problem for him. So you see him, he doesn't need pain on his body. Huh? He's enough. Okay, you know, go feed do amo. Even yourself, you try it. Let me look for some people. What should be? Aneho, Caesar. Barahosa. In your place, they used to offer people. By now, you would have been grade 5. He would have been grade 5. If you see him, his type, if he appears here, he will come with 100 demons. And everybody that passes his path will be afflicted. His lineage are given to high ranking deities, as priest. Yes, now you have heard the story I gave one time, that in the night two contending principalities in the same family were fighting, and the noise, the fight was, are you with me? You are not with me. They are fighting, spirits are fighting, and we are seeing it in the physical. The god of war you are watching in is happening live in some families, and you will hear the noise on your window. I'm telling you, life is not until one of the spirit died. When he died, do you know the proof? The priest servicing that altar now die tomorrow. Are you hearing me? Say, I will be strong. So the next things we touched is attitudes of self, like greed and all that. You already know it. Somebody like Judas, there has to be greed in his life for the spirit, for devil to what? Enter him. Another one we looked is, we have not checked it. Let's touch the three. Fellowship with devils. Fellowship with devils and occultic ceremonies. See here, you can write it down. Fellowship with devils and occultic ceremonies. There are books you read. When you finish reading it, you won't be normal. How many of you have read Good Morning Holy Spirit? What happened to you when you finished? What is in a book? How many of you have even listened to my message? Have you listened to any of my message? You have not? Find it. When you listen to it, even from the beginning, something will be happening to you. You will say, I don't want to pray today. Let me just listen to messages. And then you make mistake and put any of my message. When you start from the beginning, all you hear is somebody cry. And then you think it's just cry. You say, what is this? What is happening? What is happening? And then after some 2 minutes, you will hear cry to God that he will take us to places in him from whence we will have power. Are you not tired?
tired and you are sleeping, you want to sleep.
No, you are not tired. If you are tired, sleep will go. When somebody that wants to sleep hears this one, I'm not sleeping. The question you ask yourself is, what is in a message? Because you can say the same thing I said, though. It will not make people to respond. In fact, they will slap you. The same way, are you with me? There are some, you can listen to them and receive baptisms, receive impartations, receive healings. Who now told you that there is nothing about Merlin? Who told you that there is nothing about Harry Potter? These are flat out sweet witchcraft. They presented witchcraft the way it's sweet. It's magic and witchcraft. My brother, have you not read Harry Potter? As I'm talking to you, I've read it. In fact, I read from volume 1 to, is it 4, 7 or 6? And when you read it, you will now notice that white people are the worst. Forget this thing that I do, you know. No. They said they have broom. Say broom. They have wand and they have broom. These are spiritual languages. Who taught them that? It's a spiritual language. For you to operate in the heavenly places, you must have a broom, a carriage system that will carry you into realms. And you need a wand, a rod. Say rod. A wand represents a rod. It's a rod. They say it's a wand and it's looking nice. It's a rod. A rod that can be stretched forth. And then you hear utterances and enchantments. And when you utter some words, in some of those things, there are certain gates that can never open until you know the enchantment that can open it. Are you with me? It's the same thing. Somebody like Lawrence or you will come and say, we chant it open. We chant it. You don't know what is happening. Those gates doesn't open anyhow. If it opens anyhow, anybody can open it. That is why you need to grow in stature, so that you'll be able to open gates for men. Those books are gates. When you open demons, just like there are gates we open in the spirit, angels. They say wand, they say incantation, and they say broom, you fly. In fact, there is one, they said that his broom is not strong enough. They now bought a better broom so that he will be able to fly higher. Hey, Jesus, what language is this? If you read it, you don't need to be told that height is an advantage. That the carriage system that a man has will determine where he can get in the spirit. There are brooms in that their story that can get you to certain places, but there are brooms that are strong, and there are ones that cannot cause some things to happen, but there are rods that are strong. So the rods are in dimension, as Bishop Boyce the host called it, the rod of power. You need a rod. These men, what are these languages? Are you not seeing my point? You say, I'm reading a novel. There is even some, when you finish reading, they will now teach you some things to do. By the time you finish doing it, you are basic level witch. Say basic level. The worst part is that they have even moved it to audio. I heard about one. That audio, if you follow it, you need to see the chant that is there and the song that is there. Those songs are esoteric. Do you know what is esoteric? There are songs you shouldn't listen to. I know there is a musician. I know some of you like her. Oh, you people know. Oh, you know, but you know and you listen to it. That song is one of the, that woman is, guess what?
The person that wrote her reporter came from the same place, the same region that the one that sang that came from. They came from the same place. These two women, they came from the same place. And if you trace the origin of that particular location in the olden days, there is a book I read many years ago. The name of the book is called Salisbury. It is the history of United Kingdom. It's about 1,800 pages. Then you won't know much. You need to read. When I finished reading it, I then found out that there are about seven tribes that came to that land. The last is the Anglo-Saxons. The English are not the first in that land. The Irish outdated the English in that land. And the normal barbaric language of the Irish, they have culture, they have witchcraft. The name of those witches are called druids. Say druids. You have heard of druids, you don't even know what it means. It was in those days. This thing is not his life, it happened. Have you heard of Celtic flames? Where is Celtic? I want to ask you, where is Celtic? Ireland and Scotland is older than England. This is where you find it. The reason why we saw that level of manifestation in the lives of those ancient fathers was because the depth of darkness in the land required the rod that they need. So they needed that rod to be able to turn the tides. Like St. Patrick. His name is St. Patrick of Ireland. He's Ireland. He needed that rod. Before he came to that land, witches have already seen his coming. And they were sending hedges to make sure he doesn't cross in. Alright, let me stop there. Some of those books, some movies, some things, they look harmless, but they are drawing you into demonic practices. Huh? You like Davido now? I'm not saying the man is bad. No, I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the spiritual dimension. Those guys are good people, possibly as human beings. They can do good things. But you need to know that a man that has not submitted to the government of the Holy Spirit can be borrowed. In fact, is borrowed by Babylon. Yes. So you need, that is why even as a believer you can be borrowed. Not to talk of an unbeliever. You can be borrowed, and through your life Satan will promote his goods. Say you are born again. That's why I see some sisters, they say they are born again, and they now wear something like this, and they are doing their face like this. You are an agent of darkness. You are borrowed. Say you are borrowed. You don't know. You are borrowed. A brother that is struggling to come out of masturbation. So you wear you did like this and he washed it 2 times, washed it 3 times. Satan, the anointing came, said the anointing. He rested. That means there is an anointing in what you did. People are casual. It's only you that is casual with your life. Little matters, if you see the way Satan takes advantage of it. He knows he will not have big chance with you now. He will not have big chance. He will not have big opportunity with you. So the small opportunity, the way he will fight and do damage, he will say, no be this small thing where I do. No, are you with me? Be careful. Walk circumspectly if you want to redeem the time. Thank you. occultic books, sensual books, media, songs, demons inhabit them, seeking for men to display their goods. Medias are very powerful, one of the most powerful tools you can ever meet. The Bible is a media. Imagine what would have happened if that piece of book was not preserved. There are many things we never know about the move of God if there is no video. We saw men like Kenny Hagin. We have read about joy in the Holy Ghost, but we never knew that is that literal. And a man will come and look at you and say, ha, 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 ha. And then everybody will start. What is that? Do you know what happens to your faith when you see a man do what you are trusting God to do? We will take away that stronghold from Satan. You will not give him. We will not give him. We will close all the gates. Take it away. Take it away. And then he will seek to find expression, and he's no more there. That's why sometimes you need to keep your phone. You need to keep it for like 2 months, because your phone is a gateway. Sometimes you need to stop loading data. Is it not, if you have data, you will go to some places, even on Facebook, then that damsel will now tell you, hi dear, say hi dear. It is because Satan found a foothold. There are many things that are not discussions. Are you with me? Do you know why our society is filled with greed and corruption? It is traced to the media. I hope you know. 90% of the movies you watch, don't you see what they are doing? The music videos, whatever they are doing in songs, they are only singing about nyash or breast or money that is gotten in ungodly means. They have exalted it above every other thing. Satan has used that and taken occasion and enslaved a generation. We must deliver them. They need to give you 10 million. And you laugh. You say, what are we doing with it? Because there is a debt that is ministered to the soul, so that life that is of God will find expression. Are you with me? Men will never believe many of the things you are saying until they notice that what triggers their emotions, what moves them, what she doesn't move you again. You are now dead. You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't womanize, you don't look for money, you don't. What do you even like? Are you a man? If they ask you, are you a man, tell them you are a god. I say unto you, you are gods. It's only men that step down the criteria and the demand. They have not seen their identity in the spirit. As a prince, as a son, there are many things you can do. Do you know where you will come down from? There are places you don't find such men. There are places you don't find them in those places, because they have understood their identity in the spirit. You are a son. You carry the Holy Ghost. There is no difference between you and your father. Do you know how Jesus was declared a son? In the book of Romans chapter 1, He said it's by the spirit of holiness.
Now people say they are son, they are son, they are son. You don't know how your you don't know how your Lord was declared a son. He was declared son by the spirit of holiness. You see this thing I'm doing, God sent me to do it. It will save our generation. This thing is the salvation of our generation. And that's why we are releasing this series. You must find yourself somewhere. There is nobody that follows this series that can't find his or herself somewhere. We'll be delivered so that we'll serve our God. A man that is not delivered cannot give his best to God. God is jealous in the sense that he doesn't want to share you with anything, whether it's sickness or poverty or demons or whatever. No. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace, that I may live your day. I want to see you. So see where you are. I want to see you. Lord, I long to see your face. I want to know your way. I want to touch your grace, that I may live your day. I want to see you. Just the way you are. I want to see you. Many things will happen to you when you behold his face. When your eyes see the glory. So said, what our eyes have seen and we have looked upon. The majesty. The majesty. In Jesus' name. The next one is curses. See, Satan takes occasion of curses to manipulate the outcome. As I've told you people before, I think I've mentioned this. It takes a spirit to enforce the demands of a curse. You will not prosper. That word is just an echo. If there is no spirit that is involved to enforce it. Are you with me? Once that word is released, a spirit begins to follow the subject from place to place, to enforce the demands of that curse. Are you with me now? So I say, can believers be cursed? Can this one be do? Now, this is the point. I'm in Christ, there is no cross. Meanwhile, as we have found out, you can give occasion to Satan. Said, I have told you people that demons are legalistic beings. There are issues even in the kingdom that Satan can take advantage of. I hope you know he's a lawyer. And he will begin to manifest a curse around your life simply because you are not conversant with the demand of that realm. I touched one yesterday concerning women in ministry. Are you with me now? So there are many things that can happen. Let me give you an example. For example, a lady now went and aborted a child. I hope you know that you can't remain the same. Somebody now went and used a child for ritual. I hope you know you can't remain the same. Okay, let's even consider the case of rape. The person involved will now be crying and saying, on this, it shall not be well for you. It shall not be well for your family.
He shall not be. And you say you are a believer. Are you with me? No. In this case, you are the one that gave Satan opportunity to. And once that thing is released, what makes it stand, what makes it enforced, is a spirit. It takes a spirit to enforce it. There is a spirit people and things see that make them not to do some certain things for you. Are you with me? It might seem as if everything is normal. It's not normal. Have you not read the book of Numbers? In the book of Numbers, the scripture said that man, Balaam, was carrying a horse, and as far as he's concerned, he was moving with speed, and his horse bowed down to the ground and refused to move. In the natural, you will be thinking, it's normal limitation, it's normal. But there is a spirit that was stopping that movement and advancement. Is it not true? That is the reality. Now, I need to ask you, what made that spirit to do what it was doing? There is something that went wrong and empowered the ministry. You see, there are things you do, you empower spirits, whether angels, whether demons. Curses, there is nothing that empowers the ministry of devils like curses. Some of them you brought on yourself. Some believers don't know that when you are involved in corruption, that you are bringing curses on yourself. You will come and pay tithe. Forget tithe, my friend. What is tithe? People have deceived themselves. Thank God for one guy. You know the guy that finished the people that put a lot of emphasis on tithe. In fact, when I was doing youth service, we are doing Bible study, and somebody said, if you don't pay tithe, you won't go to heaven. I told them no. They won me. Not because they didn't win me, but they were more in number than me. So they have made up their mind. What is making them do that tithe, I noticed, was greed. Say greed. Because the way people taught it, it is such that give and collect. Your prosperity, God can't do anything for you. What if you don't have the one you are giving? How did you get it? Are you with me? The one you are even giving, how did you get it? Is it not God that gave you? Let's calm down first. Let's measure on the measure. That one is a minor. Are you with me? Is part of it, but it's a minor. Yes. I know your church emphasizes on it too much, but it's still a minor. The prosperity of your soul is the most important thing. So somebody comes to the money that is meant to feed, are you with me? All the motherless baby homes that is in this state, are you with me? Government released like 100 million. The person took 90 million and brought 10, and then gave it to supervisors. They took, this is Nigeria for you. The supervisors now took 5 million and kept 5. They now brought it to people that does it in different. They now take 3 and kept 2. When they now get to the people that will go to the market, they took 1 and left 1. By the time you finish, children will be crying, and they will be eating small food like this from morning till night. They will be crying. You think God will hear them? You will hear them. Just like he will try to come and find out who is even oppressing these people. God is not just the father of believers, he is the God of all flesh. He has a responsibility to even give the wicked man food. Not just you. For you, he is a father. Are you with me? But for every creature, he is a God. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. When he got to his senses, is it not true? He said, now I know of a truth that there is a God that is in heaven, yet he oversees what? The affairs of men. See, these are people don't know. They don't know. They will now finish and be coming to pastor and say, pray for me, oh. They send one arrow, and it's All those arrows and deliverance they are doing in churches is because people have failed to live in integrity in the marketplace. They can do anything for money, and they have opened many windows for demonic spirits. Do you know the traffic that happens here? The greatest security you have as a businessman is your character and integrity. If you like, pray in tongues from now until tomorrow. You are collecting bribe, you are in corruption, you are doing anything to get money. They shoot your arrow, it will enter. It's because you know one pastor. Collect 1 billion and come and give him 100 million naira tithe. He will not be sleeping, he will be praying for you. You will still know that even though he is praying for you, that is not the best for you. Why will you be going for deliverance session? It's because you have refused to live the life that will keep you in perpetual victory. The Christian life is a victorious Christian life. Remember, life is a living. But men has refused to live in what will keep them in permanent victory. So they have decided to be going to deliverance all the time. I'm telling you how to be completely free. Stop touching Satan's property. Give Caesar his own. They want to collect bribe, they put your name. They know you will collect. I want to ask you, if they send charm, won't they send to you? Your name is there now. Pastors are doing, that's why when pastors spend time doing all these deliverance, they won't have time to do the one God sent them to do. If you say deliverance and fire night, break the evil pot in your family, you will see people, they will gather because they, the atrocities they committed. When you say evil pot, they know there is evil pot. Why? It's not because there is evil pot. It's because they have done terrible things. Somebody said, I have seen things. Yes. But we need men that will live blameless. The voice of purity, of integrity, of character is strong. Satan can't stand it. Live beyond the demands of the laws of men. We are judged by a higher standard. Satan will be sending text message to your family members. They won't be getting you. Why? You have removed yourself from those evil ceremonies. Demonic ceremonies. When they finish, they will bring meat and say, just eat meat. It's not, I know you did not participate, but just eat the meat. It's not sin. Say it's not sin. Have they not done it? Huh? Your lord in school, they will say it's not sin. Just take. They even do one party. In that party, they committed all kinds of atrocity. They say, they know, I know you are a pastor, that you won't come. Just take your drink in your room. Take it and be praying for us. Say, be praying for us. Have they not called to pray for them? They have called you, my friend. They called you to a village meeting to pray for them. Stop praying for them when they want to commit atrocity. You came to a party and saw people like this, and they say, pray for us. And you say, Father, I pray you turn their heart to you. Okay, nothing is happening. Except you carry revival fire, just go. All you needed to do is, unless they will give you, just give me 10 minutes to open the scriptures, if they will allow it. Don't go there and be giving them counseling. They don't need counseling. They need Holy Ghost fire. Oh, you don't know? That Holy Ghost fire you are saying, fire to my enemies. Should I tell you the truth? Have you read your Bible well? Go and read your Bible. The Holy Ghost fire is for you, it's not for your enemies. Go and read Bible. Matthew chapter 3, I think verse 11 or thereabout. He said that he that cometh is greater than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what?
Now.
They said they will baptize. That fire you are calling your is for you. Is for you. In fact, if you read that thing in his original language, it did not say Holy Ghost fire. It did not say Holy Ghost and fire. It means he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and Holy Ghost fire. That is literally what it means.
There is the fire of the Spirit. That
is the fire way. You think we are normal? Am I normal? I'm baptized in fire. Be sending your fire to me. Stop sending to your enemy. Send it what? To me. I need fire. You don't need fire. I need fire. People have not been reading their Bible well. I'm not saying when you say Holy Ghost fire, nothing will happen. No. Now, something happens mostly because there is a reality. When there is no reality in the spirit, you can say Holy Ghost fire 20 times. Have you not tried it? That night, the man carried you. In fact, in some of the night, you want to shout Holy Ghost fire, you'll be doing, and nothing happened. There was no fire. There was no fire. If there was fire, you can shout it. There was fire. The scripture says he has made his angels spirits. And his ministers what? Are you not a minister? Say, I am fire. I don't know what you are. He maketh his angels spirits, but his ministers. Are you a minister? There is a mode you take in the spirit. The configuration, the morphology of a minister is fire. And you know what is minister? Is ministering, is service. Any service you offer to God that is without fire is not acceptable. Even prayer ascends with fire. That is one of the first things I learned from the apostle of prayer, E.M. Bounds. I read his book, his 5-in-1 anthology. He said that prayer ascends by fire. That any prayer that doesn't ascend by fire cannot invoke the mighty God. He said prayer that has not moved your heart, how do you think it will move the heart of God? When I read it, I cried, baptize me with fire. Send your fire. We need it. And I've already said the last one is sinful lifestyle, like fornication and masturbation and all that. Pornography. When it happens, you will know that these things are footholds and demonic gateways. They will enter. Very soon, if you want to stop, you can't stop. Because you gave that gateway to Satan. You opened it up. Sinful habits, sinful. Any sinful act has the capacity to open the gateway for devils. Whichever one it is. I don't know how much time I have. Somebody came. Somebody came and met a sister. And quoted Bible. And then used the scripture and convinced the lady that fornication is not bad. And then slept with the sister and said, the Holy Spirit and God, everybody is in this communion. Say communion. He said the sister is what? You have not seen people. There are people that can handle this Bible.
I'm not saying they are handling the word, they are handling Bible. No, they are good in it. They are very good. They will quote Bible, even you. You will be confused. Have you not seen that Zimbabwean man that said that there is nothing like fornication? He says his name is Apostle what? You have not seen it. Somebody sent me the video on this. He told me, come and see. Oh, you don't know. He said it's you that said fornication is sin, that the Bible never said it. He started from Genesis and started quoting Bible. He will go to the Greek and tell you what it means. He says somebody that is enjoying himself is God that put, is your mind that is telling you he's sin. Say glory to God. You need to listen to that apostle. And somebody went to that thing and commented, my eyes have opened. Say, my eyes have opened. You are not with me. Indeed, his eyes has opened. You have not read your Bible now. In the goods that the serpent offered the woman, what did he tell him? If you eat this food, you shall indeed see. You will know. My friend, your eyes will open. Quoted Bible. Fornicated with the lady second time. Got up. The lady said, it's him. He quoted. Fornicated second time. The lady said, I'm not doing it. You quoted Bible. Fornicated the third time. Quoted Bible, fornicated the fourth time. The young lady lost her walk with God, was suffering, until he met a pastor and started telling him. The lady was quoting those scriptures that the guy gave him. She has no bother to read her Bible for herself. Because for you to succeed in doing that, you must eliminate a lot of places in the scripture. For you to succeed in doing that. And whenever you study the scripture and seem as if you don't understand or is contradicting, or you are lying. You have not opened yourself up to the full compendium of truth that is in the scripture. Because the scripture can never contradict. It is your understanding that is limited. Are you with me? And sometimes it's not even your understanding. Your heart has been ensnared to do something evil. So you are already looking for something. You came to the scripture with your own mind. And when you come with your desire, you'll be taught. There are some places you will be going only. Is it not true? You now, there are some particular things that you search out in the Bible. They make you pray a lot. There are some places you have never opened in your Bible. Have you opened Philemon? You know, are you with me? There are some people that Philemon is their best scripture. Do you know why? It lends itself to where they are trying to gain mastery. That means the normal man comes to the scriptures with a will of their own, not knowing that the scripture has a will of his own. And when you come like that, the scripture will take you to where you want to. And you begin the interpretation with your mind. If it's only your mind, it's okay. But some spirits will help you to interpret. They will tell you this one now. Check it in Greek. It doesn't mean fornication. It means fornication. It's not fornication. It's fornication. What is the difference? He said it's in the language. Check the original language. It differed a little. When you see that, there is a song somebody sang. Is it raining now? He said, a gungu don't enter express. A gungu don't enter. You know what it means? Masquerade has entered express. What? He don't tell you. I don't tell him. It don't happen. You know, like up worker. You know, it's easy in your village that masquerade pass. Oh. Have you ever seen masquerade in upi work? Let him go and pass now. He's like this. So when you get there, you are masquerade in at upi work. A gugu don't enter express. That is what happens to people like this. A gugu know what? Enter express. My desire is that the believer will come to a point where he has lived beyond all these things that empower Satan. The devil is not that powerful. He simply knows that we don't understand many dynamics to the life that we he'll be leaving some things around. The devil is seriously bothered when you start dying to the flesh and self. When you start removing all those things that gives him foothold. When I stopped playing football those days in campus, a guy came and met me and said, "Is football a sin? Is it a sin?" Up till now, it's not a sin. There are believers that do it and use it to promote the gospel. But for me, say for me, it's taking my time of fellowship with God. Those days, if you like, put lecture. If you like, say Jesus is coming in the evening. You are not with me. By four, I'm the one carrying the ball. I'm the one. Say glory to God. So, I play from a Ninjoku to Avan. If I come to Ninjok, they are not playing, I go to Avan. They are not playing, I go to Mbalenfo. They are not playing, I go to the school field. They are not... play. Was winning all the things. And they were hailing me. I was nowhere where God wanted me to be. Imagine, I was entering school team. I would have played for... Imagine. If I played for school team and played Nuga and then played for Enyimba and then played for Ashante Kotoko and then played for Ismaili of Egypt and then played for Ali of Dubai and then played for Portsmouth, we would have gone to relegation. There will be no man standing here. I'll be growing big in a path that God never ordained for me. Simply because I was not taking time to sanction an inordinate desire. Now, meanwhile, there are some people that is their pattern. You know Pastor Kaka now. There is a man, let me open your eyes. There is a man that plays for Liverpool Football Club. His name is, what's the name of that their goalkeeper self? Allison. He's an out and out pastor. He has gotten half of his teammates born again and baptized. All the Brazilians that is playing in England, he has gotten half of them born again. I saw the video. I saw he was baptizing them in water. Is that one a footballer? You will never get to meet them. You are seeing them as your stars, as your model. Him, he's seeing them as mission field. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. That I may live your days. I want to see you. Need to pray 1 minute. Just see where you are. I want to see you. Tell God that every single thing that Satan finds in my life, whatever it is, knowingly or unknowingly, in the life of my brothers, my sisters, there are some attitudes, some lifestyle that is in your sister, your father, your mother, that you know that as long as this attitude continues, poverty will continue in your family. Your father can be a drunkard, he can be a womanizer, whatever. You know that poverty will continue. Greed is in his heart. He's not the prayer you need to pray now is not God bless my family. It is God have mercy on him, compassion, and take that thing away. And then the real deliverance will come upon that life. Pray in the next 2 minutes. Lord, I long to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace, that I may live your days. I want to see Jesus where you are. I want to see you. Lord, I long to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace, that I may live your days. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you. I declare you free from every oppression of Satan. I declare you free now. There is somebody listening to me online. You are bound by addiction. You are bound. You are bound. You have tried. It's only you that knows. The hand of God comes to set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of God burn strong in your soul and burn up every single thing that is not of God in your life. From today, Jesus and the life of God is empowered in your soul. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Tomorrow our dear brother will pass out. Have you passed out? Come. When is it happening? I thought it's tomorrow so that you wear your khaki and come. I will wear it tomorrow. Let all of us snap with you. You can keep it for 10 years time. And listen to you. I don't know how we send him forth. He was really dedicated. He was dedicated. Our God will bless you. Tomorrow, we will cry over your life. We will release you with the full blessing of this house. The angels of this commission. Every single thing. When you get to wherever you are, it will be obvious that you are functioning with something beyond you. Tomorrow we meet again by 4:30 p.m. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Come and cast your seed. Come. I notice some people come, they don't give offering. Is it because we don't talk about it, offering seeds, tithe and all? It's for your own good though. Didn't you eat today? Stop smiling at me, my friend. You are still smiling. Glory to Jesus. Remember, I told you guys that on the 12th and 13th, we are having 24 hours. Are you hearing me? 12th and 13th, 24 hours with Jesus. Tell your friends. Start telling your friends on time. There are people, their prayer life, their altar, their love for God has gone away in this lockdown. They need a rebuke. God has sent you answer.